listening to Soldier Radio for free Rhineland. It is 0915 your time. The 12th of November 1918.
That's him, Lynn.
That's him, sir.
I know you Tommies like to talk about the
Belgium. The new British front line.
No one but me would know which bottle is which, coated with dust. But one must never clean them.
No?
Ah, no. The dust is part of their story. This one here is from 1723, the year Louis XV first sat upon the throne. This one, without a label, is from the Duke of Hambledon's cellar in Paris.
Huh.
And here, on this one up here, you can just make out the date.
Uh-huh. Hey, Rhinelanders and British, we rule the Rhineland together, yeah?
Yeah, very possibly. Now, may we discuss the Rhine bridges?
Oh, sir? I could tell you about bridges.
Yeah. That's grand, sir.
Bridges back to normal living. British bridges.
No, the bridges on the Rhine. They're very important.
Archbishop Theodore of Canterbury. He had one.
The one at Cologne, for example.
After your 1066 Battle of Hastings, your British bishops say, do publicly 1 year's penance if you kill the man.
Well, they'd be Norman bishops.
But if you can't remember how many you killed, 1 day of penance per week for the rest of your life.
Well, penance is a bit quaint now.
Sarah! Sarah Silver! You look amazing. How are you?
Fadi.
In one. You here for the finals?
Well, I'm not here for hot dogs.
Who's your money on, eh? The Croatian?
I think he's got a very good chance.
Of course, serving like a bull.
You need a stepladder to get him back.
You sound just like your dad. Is he here?
He never makes it down anymore. Gave me his debenture.
Did he? Good for him.
Thank you, Max.
We are delighted to have been invited to present for this opportunity.
Depends on the transport links and the storage facilities, but the location is good, and we love the tower. Bellissimo.
Miss Bionet, I bring you a bush, a rose, as a remembrance of... Oh, mon Dieu. I am not dead, quand même.
Miss Bionet! I bring a rose plant to grow, serait.
Ah, merde.
A rose bush? Monsieur, have you walked 30 miles?
Miss Burnet, you read my plan I was been writing. To find work, money, that I might stay here, in England, where I prefer to live my life.
Do you mind if we speak English? Because I'm struggling.
Madame, parlez si bien le français, n'abandonnez pas maintenant. Vous êtes en France. Je ne vous parlerai que dans ma langue maternelle.
Pardon?
Yes, I am John. So lazy and arrogant, always the same. You come fruit picking, working, n'importe quoi. But you never bother to learn the language of your neighbors.